Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or send us gifts at the address of the show. Actually, I shouldn't ask for those because
I think
who knows what
that.
We're going to get. Well, I mean, we don't give you anything for the gifts.
But oh, that's right.
We were talking out loud about the, what was it? Nick was at somewhere in Missouri, and they're called the Savages,
yeah.
Right, Puss? Okay.
Savannah, Missouri.
There it is.
And the Savages.
One of our listeners is from, what's the name of this town?
Estherville, Iowa.
Which is north of Des Moines, near the Minnesota border?
Very close to the Minnesota border up near central Iowa.
What's the t-shirt say there, Todd?
Estherville Midgets. And it's got a little guy. Little guy in a singlet.
Little singlet, yeah. That's the name of their team. Why are they called the Midgets? Do we know the backstory on that?
No. No.
That's a high school team. It's not PC, but I love the t-shirt, and I will wear that because it's just a high school. It ain't like I made a t-shirt up that wrote midgets on it. Now, my luck, I'll walk into somewhere with a bunch of little people when wearing the shirt, and then I'm in trouble. But that's the name of a high school, the Estherville Midgets. And that does strike fear in the hearts of athletic teams, right? Especially if you're the basketball team, you know, and you come in and you're named the Midgets. Any reason for the midgets?
This is an article from 2015 that says there are 7 high schools across the country who have come under fire for having the midgets mascot name.
Yeah.
And they are listed as one of them. I don't know why.
It's really not appropriate.
Well, why they got the nickname. Why, you know, how that come.
Yeah, I don't know where that came. Well, obviously, it means little people, I guess, you know. That's probably why they got it.
Well,
because, you know, we make characters back in the day, there's characters out of everybody. That's why the Indians showed up everywhere, which are inappropriate, you know, obviously now. And so is the word midgets, but I'm sure Estherville's hanging on to the midgets. Are they like the Savage Town where midgets is on the water tower, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking at another article here from 09 saying, no, we're keeping the midgets.
Oh, really? We're keeping the midgets. Once a midget, always a midget. I'm sure that's a sign somewhere as you pull into Estherville. I guarantee you we have more listeners than that guy from that area. But thank you, dude. What was his first name?
Steve.
I dropped off some other stuff, too. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Steve. I had an interesting morning. I opened the garage door, and I'm pulling back out. Actually, I opened up the garage door, and 2 cops are standing in my driveway. I know. And, well, normally I'd be more freaked out than it was, but Becky took Chloe out the crap out back. And forgot to hit the alarm. And we've only been living in this place maybe, 5 weeks? And we have a new alarm system. But then I was actually taking a crap. not in the yard. And my, and my 800, I got to the alarm probably 40, 50 seconds into it when I heard it. Apparently that's a little bit too long. So I get a phone call, but I don't know what it is. It's 800 number when I'm pooping. I deny it. That was my alarm company calling me to tell me that. So,
so then they sent the cops.
They sent the cops, 2 of Douglas County's finest that's in this area. And as I back out, I roll the window down. I go, oh, sorry, man. It's the alarm thing. And then I go, yeah, my dog, my wife took my dog out there, and I didn't use the word crap. I used the real word. And I said, and then I didn't get to the alarm. And then, the 800 number, I get it. Oh, I should have answered that. And as I'm talking, the younger cop goes to me, real young dude. He goes, are you Tyler? You're on the radio. I said, yeah, I'm Tyler. He goes, oh, man, love the show.
No, I'm up. I'm just up now because I like to be.
That's what I said. That's why I'm up so damn early. And I said, I guess you're on the overnight gig. He goes, yeah, I said, they were just good dudes. But that freaked me out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it would.
I mean, because I don't know why two cops are standing there. Then I start running through my head. I mean, lucky enough, I remember pretty much right away why they probably were there. But they just stood there as they backed out. Ain't like they drew guns or anything like that. And I'm thinking, what have I done recently?
Am I holding?
I mean, in the old days, I would have thought, oh, what'd I do? What am I holding, right? Exactly.
Todd hasn't given me edibles in weeks. Yeah.
Where am I at? What am I holding? That's what we would play.
Where did I hide those edibles?
Where am I at? Now, are they still in the car? Right, exactly.
Do they charge you for that, or do you pay a fee for, like, the insurance?
Well, I know. I think you have
one freebie.
Yeah, there's because I remember I used to have ADT. I have a new system now, but yeah, there's an insurance you pay to the city, just in case they come out too often. Right.
I write a check I think every year false alarm protection program or something like that.
Exactly. We'll find out. But they were nice guys, and at least one dude was a really big listener, and we appreciate you listening. I'm sure you're still out there, dude.
And now they know that if they get another call from that for that address, it was just Chloe going out to take a crap. Never mind.
At that time of the morning, but it's also the middle of the night. That's when you really need to show up in case something's happening, you know? But, yeah, I want to thank those dudes. Nice guys. Appreciate that.
That's nice your wife wakes up and helps with the dog.
Well,
do you not have a fence?
We used to have a, yeah, we do, but somebody still has let her out.
I thought you meant she went out there with her.
Well,
we
used to have a little pad in the kitchen, and so we weren't the kind of, we didn't have to take our dog out all the time. Bill and Knight had to poop, walked out, pooped on a little pad,
knows to do that.
The new house messed her up big time. She won't do that. So now somebody's got to do that.
She misses her old pad.
Yeah, misses her old pad, right.
Should have sold the dog with that old house.
We brought the pad and everything, and she said, hell with that, I'm going to poop on the rug a few times.
Yeah, because up until recently, we have a puppy now, right. And we'll have a puppy for a couple of more weeks. But it was up to me to let all five dogs out.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting help now because the puppy needs to go outside.
Well, yeah, plus so. I got to get to work. She actually brought up yesterday, can you do that if she wakes up when you do? I said, nope. I got to go to work.
Oh, mine are pretty low maintenance.
I'll ask the cops next time they show up. They go watch
the dog. Just let
them out. Poop, you know.
Let them back in. But apparently the puppy needs more attention. So Christy's been waking up lately. But we always remember to turn the alarm on.
Right. Yeah, I forgot that
before we exit.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Speaking of politically incorrect, we have. I talked to this guy on Facebook just the other day, but we have a friend who is in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And he has a line of clothing called Cripple Pimpin'.
Really? Really?
Yeah. So I asked him, do any other handicapped people take exception to your brand?
Cripple Pimping?
Yeah.
As far as I know, people who are handicapped, I shouldn't say handicapped, handy able, whatever they call them. They can wear the same clothes everybody else does. So why are they calling him that? I mean, he's got pants and a shirt, right? Just because he's the front man?
Yeah, it's his company, I think.
Okay, good for him, man. Is that our old friend?
Yes.
The guy I'm thinking of? Okay,
yeah,
cool,
exactly,
man.
The guy you're thinking
of.
Say
his first name.
Logan.
Yeah, Logan. Cool. Logan's a good dude, man. We've known him since he was in high school, right? I think we met him when he was in high school.
I think he was still like a junior or senior in high school when we first met him.
That's a long time ago.
He seems to be doing pretty well.
Good for Logan.
There was a comic on America's Got Talent last year who he came through here and we missed him.
Mm.
His name was Ryan Niemiller.
Yeah.
He was born with disabilities in both arms.
Oh, I remember hearing about that guy. Yeah.
He calls himself the cripple threat of comedy.
You know, I think when
the, I think that's his Twitter handle is "Cripple Threat."
Look what Josh Blue does. He doesn't care. He calls it out. You know, I guess if you have, I hate to use the word affliction, but if you have something, you can do what you want. Who's going to yell at you? Other people maybe.
Yeah.
Does he have like a little polo shirt, but has a guy in a wheelchair?
No,
that'd be cool.
it's a guy in a wheelchair. It's just
the logo,
like the handicap symbol that you would see on a sign.
All right.
You know, a parking sign.
Does anybody give any crap?
See, he said he was at a conference a couple of years ago. Same disability. Most of them do not like the word cripple, but he thinks it's just a good word.
You knew who would love the Sayre. What do they get? The Sayreville? That's in Jersey. What do they call the set? What's that again?
Esterville
Midgets. Brad Williams.
Oh, yeah.
He'd wear that shirt in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but these are all too big for him.
I know they are. We got to get him a smaller one. Next time he's allowed in the studio when the pandemic's over, which won't happen unless you vote for somebody else. You're right. We got to give him he'd wear that midget t-shirt on stage. He'd wear it in the airport. We're going to yell at him, man. His name of a high school. I think he said it on our air one time. We talked about that, and somebody called in about that team, and he said, "Oh, I want that shirt. I want that shirt."
Hell, if there's only seven high schools in the entire country, he probably has one from all of them now.
He might. Oh, they probably sent him there.
Yeah,
he probably does.
Is there another one nearby?
I don't know. I'd have to look, and I'd have to read that whole article, and I didn't do that.
All the way down. That's Craig's job to read at the bottom of the article.
Right, yeah, that's not my gig.
Michael Ian Black phones the program today. What's Michael got? He got a book out, right?
New book out.
Yeah.
I love Michael on Twitter. He's great.
He's got an excerpt or two in Men's Health and on the Men's Health website.
A lot of Big Ten boners today. Football in like 6 weeks now. Man.
6 weeks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm all for football coming back. Yeah. I like football, so that means there'll be more football games to watch. But one particular team seems to be rather insufferable about it, like they made it all happen.
And they didn't, by the way. They did not happen. I mean, it was testing. I mean, I watched every ESPN show all boiled it down to advancement in testing.
No.
And by the way, and they want money, and the Big Ten wants money, those two things.
It was a letter from the third string tight end's mommy.
No, it was not. Somebody mentioned that. Since I guess the NCAA said no fans, or just parents.
Big Ten said no fans.
That's what I mean. And that's good. That's good.
Yes.
Now, granted, and people are going to get that. That's their next pissed off. And somebody said, oh, they got to start writing letters now, you know, to give us fans. Our dumbass sass wants the Big Ten allowed local fan locals to make the fan.
You're
lucky you got football.
We want Ricketts to make the call.
Yeah
How many people can get in the stadium?
You're lucky you got football.
That's my concern,
right?
So they're gonna go ahead, you know, because I live close to what would be a potential super spreader.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Most of them come from Omaha.
Oh, yeah, and they're all drunk, and they drive down there, which is game day. I get it. In the old days, that was fun.
I mean, I'm hoping everybody does the right thing, but I know
that
they won't.
Not that crowd.
Because if they have their chance, if they had their choice, they would pack that stadium.
Yeah, with no
they
mask.
They would pack the parking lots.
No mask.
They would pack the bars with no masks.
Right.
And
more people would die.
Right. More gatherings at homes with no masks. I just hope everybody does the right thing. That way we can have more football.
You're crazy, Todd. You know that's not going to happen.
I'm just being the hopeful guy here.
Yeah.
That's like Tyler trying to be nice yesterday.
I know.
You're not good at that.
It's the low bar on this show.
Y'all are trying to do things that is not your job.
Craig will keep us hopeful.
But I didn't want to just roll in and dump on everything because I'm glad there's more football.
Yeah, but there's got to be. Your boys got to play too. Because I heard somebody say there's no asterisks now because, no. The Pac-12 has to be in the damn thing or does it? There's always going to be an asterisk.
The Pac-12 is a factor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and simply because the Pac-12 and the Mountain West isn't playing, although they're thinking about it now, and I think the Pac-12 is batting things around, too.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen there. But, yeah, it doesn't count unless the Mountain West or the Pac-12 or both get involved. At least all the Power 5 conferences
Insufferable is right. Oh,
otherwise,
my God, there's so many idiots on Facebook.
2020 is an asterisk season.
Oh, of course it is. Hey, right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.